The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
Okay, so we're going to start off by reading 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. And it says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins." So as we can see, what I really want to focus on is the fact that God is light. And I love that God is light. And if we just jump over to 1 John chapter 4, and I want to read verse 8 and verse 16, it says, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." And then verse 16, it says, "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us." God is love. So the Bible, in the book of 1 John, it says that God is both light and God is love. Now, that love and that light is the same thing. It's not two different things. When a person functions in the love of God, they're actually functioning in the light of God, and vice versa. When someone's walking in the light, they're walking in love, vice versa. But that love, you know, the more a person functions in that love, the more you can see. So just like if it's late at night and maybe you're sitting in the lounge and there's something that you want in your bedroom, and you walk into your bedroom. Now it's late at night, the lights in your bedroom are off, and you walk in and there's just darkness everywhere where you look. It's going to be very hard for you to find that exact thing that you want. And even though you know your bedroom and you know you understand the layout, you're going to walk very slowly and you're going to push your hands out because you don't want to bump anything, and your hands are going to be touching everything, and it's going to take longer to accomplish a simple task. Versus walking into your room, switching on the light, just looking around, seeing that very thing that you need, grabbing it, walking out. Now, that's what happens when a person walks in the love of God. I believe with all my heart, based on these scriptures, that the love of God opens your eyes up to things that you would not see prior. You know, I believe that the more you receive God's love and the more you develop in it, you are going to start seeing things, and things are going to start making sense for you, and things are going to start working for you, and you are going to be functioning in more and more and more light. Now, the people that aren't born again, the people that, you know, follow other religions and they got their other funny beliefs, they are not walking in love, because the love of God, well, the love, true love, only comes from God. It doesn't come from all these other gods. The love of God, it is God. The Bible says that God is love. That's why these other gods don't have love, because it's God who's love. Now, all these other people from different religions, etc., etc., you'll notice that they walk in a lot of darkness. They walk in a lot of darkness, and everything that they do, they just fail and they fail and they fail and they fail. And I've seen it where, you know, groups of people in South Africa, groups of people that have all these other beliefs. I won't suggest you driving around their neighborhoods, but you can see how they live. You know, they live at the bottom of the food chain, and their neighborhoods are dirty. The crime is through the roof. It's not safe to walk there. And it just looks like one big mess. And this is because they don't have light. They don't know how to turn their neighborhoods around. They got no wisdom. But when a person functions in the love of God, things start making sense to you that don't make sense to other people. I've said this before, that the closer and closer you walk with the Father, and I'm talking about receiving His love, the more intelligent a person will get. You will get more and more intelligent, because now you are seeing more, because you are functioning in the light. And this light that the Bible's talking about, you know, it's not talking about the sun. You know, it's the Bible doesn't say, and God is the sun. It doesn't say that. Doesn't say that God is a 100-watt bulb. It's not that light. This light, in a sense that you can see more, you can see further, you can understand things that people do not understand. Things will make sense to you where other people will struggle to comprehend. You know, that's the light. That's the light of God. And this light, you know, the Bible says that God is light. And God is so intelligent because He is love, He is light. That's why He could create a planet with ease. You know, He could create human beings with ease. He could create a multitude of different animals, different insects. He can create all these different species of plants, nature, different seasons, because He has understanding into these things. And the more a person receives the love of God, things will just make sense. There's scripture that I want to read. It is, let me just see, I believe it's in 1 John chapter 2. It says, yeah, this is verse 20. But He have an unction from the Holy One, and He know all things. And then I'm going to jump down, and it says, this is verse 27, the last part. It says, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie. The Spirit of God, the more you function in the love of God, the more love you receive, the more light you walk into, it's going to be easier and easier to hear from the Holy One. It's going to be easier and easier to hear from the Father. His understanding is going to come upon you. You know, the Holy Spirit is going to light things up in your spirit, and things that used to be so difficult to understand, problems that a person has had for years and years and years, it's just going to make sense. You're just going to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, why you're doing it. Because God is love, God is light. And, you know, the big problem in the church, I would say, you know, people are not preaching this love. And the thing about the love of God, you know, the Bible says that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That is the foundation of Christianity. That is the foundation of Christianity. So everything that God has promised us, if I can say, comes out of the love of God. You're not going to get anything from God, you know, outside of His love. There's just no way. There's just no way. And I used this example before, you know. Let me say this. When you receive His love, you know Him. You know Him. You know who God is. You know Him personally. You know how much He loves you. You know how much you are valued. You know that He cares for a person so much. And, you know, in His presence, it's easy to receive from Him. And I used this example before, you know. I think when everyone was young, everyone had like a crush on someone. And you cannot receive anything from anybody that you don't know, you know. You can't. There's no way you're going to receive from someone that you don't know. Same thing with God. Yes, there's Christians that's born again, but they don't know him. They don't know him. They wake up and they feel like they are worlds apart. They feel like when they're going through their valley, they look around and God is nowhere to be seen. Years ago, there was this poem that went around, and it's called Footprints in the Sand. I don't know if you know it. Footprints in the Sand. And basically, this one guy, he cried out to the Lord. And he was going through stuff and all that. And I don't remember exactly how it goes. I'm just paraphrasing here from what I remember. But Jesus said the reason why there's one set of footprints is because Jesus was carrying this person. And people have no clue just how much they are loved. They don't know. They don't know. If they did, I remember Pastor George from Eagle Mountain International Church. He went... I stand to be corrected. I think he was ministering in Africa, I think, and or he was ministering in South America. He was ministering somewhere. And he started praying in tongues during the service. And it was a prophetic word. And someone in the audience, they interpreted those tongues. And the Lord basically said, if you only knew how much I love you, it would be easy for you to receive from me. And this is where I think that the body of Christ is coming short. You know, they're preaching about everything else except the love of God. And I believe the love of God is something that should be shared in every single message. If a person's talking about divine protection, you know, half of the message should be preached on the love of God. Because when you know you're loved, you know you're going to be protected. You know, it's like a husband and a wife. Husband and a wife go somewhere, and maybe these other guys, they're a bunch of hooligans, and they start hitting on this married woman. And the husband will protect his wife because he loves her. The same thing is absolutely true when it comes to divine protection from God's standpoint. Like, he protects us because he loves us. If, you know, the church is preaching on healing, trust me, you're going to need to talk on the love of God first, because I can speak from experience. You know, trying to receive healing, this is what happened to me the first time I was praying for healing. I see these lovely scriptures on healing and I'm thinking, okay, wow, this is awesome and all that. But then I'm getting into it and I would ask myself, why would this God of the universe, why would he bother about healing me? You know, it's so random. That's what I really thought. And there's a lot of people that's thinking the same thing. They're thinking, why would this big God heal them? They're just a nobody. And, you know, there's so much people in the world that, you know, they want to be the top of everything. And they want to be looked upon. And they want the fame. And everything is about them. But for me, you know, I've never been like that. To be honest, I just really want to be left alone. I really like my privacy. And I'm like, but, you know, like I'm a nobody. Why would this God like want to heal me? And the Lord, he dropped a question in my heart to ask him, because there was wisdom that he needed to get through to me. And I prayed it out and I said, Lord, why am I not receiving my healing? And the Lord said, because you don't believe how much I love you. And in the beginning, it was very confusing for me, because I'm thinking, okay, I need healing. And he's talking to me about love, you know. And back then, I used to think that all these things are independent of each other. I thought, you know, the love of God is on one side of the table and healing is on the other side. But meantime, everything, every gift that the Lord has for us comes out of the love of God. And that's why I say every church should be including the love of God in every single message. No matter what the message is, the love of God should be there. It should be there. And if it's not, it's going to be hard for people to receive from someone they don't know. And, you know, we are mature enough to realize that there's different levels of love. There's different revelations of the love of God. The love of God, it's not like something quick and basic that you can just read the scriptures a few times and think you got it. This is something that you got to grow up into. And, you know, just like natural relationships, there's a time period where the two, you know, become friends and they chat a lot and they hang out and they have fun. And then over time, you know, they start developing feelings for each other, and there is going to be an incline of feelings and emotions and et cetera, et cetera. And seeds are going to be sown, seeds of laughter, seeds of, you know, communication, fellowship, seeds of hanging out, seeds of, you know, messaging each other. And over time, you know, it's going to grow up on the inside of both of them until the guy realizes he can't live without the woman. And he proposes to her, or he actually asks her first to be his girlfriend. And you know the story, it just increases and increases and increases. Now, the same thing is true with our relationship with the Father. We need to take these scriptures and study it and study it and study it and study it and grow up in it, grow up in it, grow up in it. And if someone says, no, they know about the love of God, that is a clear indication that they don't know about the love of God, because the love of God is multi-level, like everything in the kingdom. You know, people can study divine healing their whole life, and their whole life, God's still going to be adding to it and adding to it, because God is eternal. His word is eternal. God's word, you know, you can't just read it in a month and think you got everything and say, okay, Lord, you know, do you have, you know, another version of the Bible, like version 2? No, this word is eternal, and there are different layers of revelation. And just like in a natural marriage, the way God designed it, like over years, the couple grows closer and closer and closer into each other. You know, I just today, I saw this couple where the husband stayed in hospital overnight. I saw when he came home, I saw the look his wife gave him, and it was a beautiful look. You know, she didn't have to say anything. I saw that love in her eyes when she looked at him, and he's just talking, and you know, he's doing good, and you can see she's so happy that he was at home, and her eyes said it all. It's amazing. You can read someone just by looking at them, and her eyes, like you could see that joy in her eyes, and they hugged each other, and it was really a beautiful moment. And how much more in the kingdom, like knowing a Father loves us, just growing up in it, growing up in it, growing up in it. And the key is, you know, with each day that goes by, you're actually supposed to grow more in his love. So tomorrow, you're supposed to believe his love even more than what you did today. The next day, you're supposed to believe God loves you even more than the previous day. And so it goes on. And, you know, just like we are supposed to be working toward a stronger and deeper relationship with the Father. And I promise you this, that comes from spending time in his word. You know, the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're never going to have faith in God's love if you're not including the word of love. You know, so there are a lot of scriptures. There are a lot of scriptures. Years ago, when I first started studying it out, I recorded 100 love scriptures, and there's a lot more. I just stopped at 100 because, like, 100 is quite a bit, and I stopped there. And there's a lot of anointed ministers preaching on the love of God, and you know, just ask the Lord to lead you to the right teachings, you know, the teachings that he has in store for you. And there's a lot of love scriptures, and you can study it out, but I can tell you something right now, the book of 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, all about the love of God. You know, so what I do, I circulate in those books. I'll read one chapter today, and then another chapter, then another chapter. And then when the book is done, then I go back to the beginning, because, you know, there's so much said in each chapter. And you can read this your whole life, and God is still going to be showing you more and more and more into the love of God. The love of God is the foundation of Christianity, because God is love. And love is the healer, and love is the protector, and love is the blessed one, and love is the ultimate matchmaker, and love is wisdom. You know, people are trying to receive from the Lord, and I was there for a lot of my spiritual life trying to receive from the Lord without putting his love first, without receiving his love. And I can tell you something right now, that just doesn't work. You know, it's for you to try and use your faith, you know, without putting the love of God first, it'll take you a very long time to receive from the Lord. And, you know, the Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. There will come a time where you just don't want to just get into word anymore because you're like, Lord, I've been doing this for how long? This stuff doesn't work. And it's all because there's no power in your faith. The Bible says in Galatians 5:6 that faith works by love. Faith works by love. So anyway, I hope you got something out of this. There will definitely be more love teachings. I mean, this is the foundation of Christianity. And just seek him. Seek him. Get into love. Grow in that love. Always include that love in everything you do. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.